Hello, everyone, and this is Random Rambles. We're back again, and today, of course, I have joining with me Maggie, and our guest this week is Rob, again.
Hello.
Yep, yes, Rob last week made my show go, did not make it start till, like, 8:40.
What? No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that.
I didn't do anything of the sort.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Since you're the guest, would you like to draw?
Wait, where's the hat from?
Oh, yeah, the hat. We need to know about the hat. So last week, I had the San Francisco Giants hat. And this week, I have a Tokyo Giants hat, which is a baseball team in Tokyo, Japan.
Okay, fun.
And they have the same colors as the Giants, which is fun. But, so, Rob, would you like to draw a tiny topic? They're a little tiny. Oh, okay. I pulled them
up really small.
Yeah, they're really small. Speak of some tiny topics.
They are small.
No, I got bored and just kept folding them.
Let's count the folds. One. Two.
Three.
Four.
Five. Okay.
Only five.
Love it.
Yeah. They're too tiny to fold anymore. Mm.
Man, that Mothman and that Mothman.
I know which one this is.
That Mothman promo we did just a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, it just came on.
Really, really coming in handy for this topic is cryptids.
Yep. What do you know about the cryptids?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. I don't know anything either.
The only cryptid I know is Bigfoot.
What about Mothman? You literally just.
I don't know much about Mothman.
Topic back in the hat.
Yes.
Okay, I guess that might be pulled back out later.
Hey, if it is, it is. I forgot how this worked.
You don't remember? Basically, you draw a topic.
All I knew is topic out of the hat, and I forgot the rest.
Topic out of the hat. You place it to the side, and then we...
No, it goes back in the hat.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it all the whole show.
Every single time we draw a topic out of the hat, it will be cryptids.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have to put it back in. As long as it's cryptids, it has to go back in.
Okay. We'll stick with that for the rest. That will be the tradition with Random Rambles now. It has to have the cryptids in it.
All right.
So.
I don't know anything about them,
though. Bigfoot.
Don't we also have, like, doesn't Indiana have, like, mud mermaids or something like that?
Whoa.
I've never heard of those.
Like a mud maid or something?
I don't know. I'll have to look that up.
That's what I'm doing right now.
I saw on TikTok, like, it was like a map of cryptids, like where it was like the map of the United States, and then it had cryptids of where they're from.
That's
Indiana
cool.
did not have one.
There's a lot of them originate from like Native American folklore and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I find it interesting, and then it keeps I keep myself up at night with it. So, yeah, it might not be the best thing to read.
No, but that's okay.
It's really interesting. Because I like to listen to, like, or watch videos on it and stuff and figure out, like, listen to it and be like, that's not true. Uh-uh. That can't be true. I try to disprove it as I'm watching or listening to it.
Oh, no. I was wrong. It's the Beast of Busca, which is a giant turtle.
Oh.
From Indiana?
Yes.
Oh.
Where does it originate in Indiana?
South? 10-acre lake near, I don't know how to pronounce
Let
it.
Me see.
I think it's Churubusco.
Okay. I don't know where that's at.
It
I don't
spells Churubusco. Churubusco.
Okay. Yeah, but there's a lot out there. We'll save it. We'll talk about some more later on if
yeah,
we pull
I'll
it out of the hat
I'll,
again.
I'll research them. I'm a researcher.
Yeah, like you could say like the Loch Ness Monsters one.
I was going to say that, but I didn't know.
Yeah. You have Mothman, Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster.
Wendigos,
yep.
Oh, Wendigos. Okay.
I don't know. I think that's another way you could say it.
Okay.
I don't know. I've always heard Wendigos.
No, I think you're right.
Apparently we also have something called Puckwudgies.
What's that look like?
It's like a 2 to 3 foot tall goblin-like creature that lurks in the forest.
That sounds like this thing in Japan.
They can turn into animals and use their mischievous ways for their own good.
Those sound like skinwalkers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, except they're small.
Except they're like little
goblins.
Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah, I don't know. We're not supposed to really talk about them.
You're not supposed to say their names, or they'll like apparently hunt you down. I don't know.
Well, actually, I'm gonna turn to Dean.
Yeah, like it's Dean okay.
From Supernatural.
But
can I draw?
Yeah, you wanna draw a topic? Yeah. We'll move on.
I'm not gonna count the folds.
Okay, hopefully you didn't draw the same one because it got put back in the hat.
I hope I did.
Oh, is it a long one?
Some what of them is are the most long. Refreshing thing on a hot summer day?
Oh, I remember. Okay.
Okay. Maybe not a hot summer day, but definitely 3 a.m. A nice glass of cold water.
No, it's a hot summer day. Okay.
See, I can't, because when I wake up, water tastes weird. I would love to have a cold glass of water.
At 3 a.m.
Yeah. But it tastes weird.
I think a good thing is, like, during the summer, you go swimming. It's like,
I was going to say swimming. Lemonade.
And then you get out of the pool. Yep. You drink lemonade, like a Capri Sun or something.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, a turkey and cheese sandwich.
No.
And then a popsicle.
Turkey and cheese.
I don't know. I just drink a lot of soda.
Turkey. Just a turkey sandwich, I guess.
So
turkey with those chips on it.
Like, basically, like I would just say my own personal mix of sodas from a fountain, from a gas station fountain.
Yeah.
What is it?
That's a trade secret.
Okay. You just go and you press everyone. Every single one.
No, it's not every single one. I have a strict formula.
Oh. I did that at a Taco Bell once. I think it ended up tasting like a... Like, you know, the cherry
I have a different
popsicle.
Formula for every restaurant. In every gas station.
Oh, really?
Every gas station and every restaurant carry different sodas.
Yeah.
Like McDonald's mixes them differently and stuff.
Yeah, you gotta make sure that it tastes good. I will tell you guys what I use for my local Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
It's about a third of the cup is a base of mellow yellow.
Okay.
Then you mix it till it's halfway full with orange soda.
So it's like citrusy?
Yeah, they're normally all mostly citrus.
Okay.
Oriented.
Okay.
But and then Coke until it's almost full and then Sprite.
Okay.
Just splash the Sprite.
I don't know how I feel about the Coke part, but I think I could do with the rest.
Oh no, it's delicious.
Yeah, I went to one place before. And I pressed every single different drink.
Yeah.
And it ended up tasting like, you know those popsicles you get that freeze?
Like you just put popsicles that freeze. For me, it really tastes like the color. It tastes like purple.
What?
It tastes like purple.
What?
Grape?
No. Not grape. Not grape. Not
purple
grape.
Would taste like grape.
It just tastes like purple.
No.
Because it's purple and it...
I know.
Like,
okay.
The drink solution always comes out purple.
Okay, I do.
And it just tastes like purple.
I do say when I want like a popsicle like that, I'll say the color I want. I don't say the flavor.
Tastes like purple.
No. No.
I feel like purple would not taste good.
So red tastes like red?
No, it tastes like cherry.
Okay. What? Okay, but we said purple would taste like grape. You said no.
No. It's not, because grape's not citrus. It's like a citrus version of purple.
Grape isn't citrus.
Purple is not citrus. But no, like a citrus
like,
version
aren't,
of purple.
Grapes like berries? I don't know. Can you look up what a grape is?
A grape is a grape. Like,
yeah,
a grape is a berry.
A grape. Here we are on the food topic again.
A grape is a berry.
Yeah,
for
see, it's
sure.
a berry.
I haven't even,
is it a berry?
I don't know.
They grow on
vines.
Yet. Berries grow on bushes. What is it? A grape? Is it just a grape?
It's just a grape.
Fruit. It's a fruit.
Yeah, it's a fruit. There we go.
It has
like an apple. It's just an apple.
What is it?
One second.
Hurry up. Okay.
Grapes are true berries.
Okay, so
what does
berries.
That mean?
I don't
what
know.
Are not, what are not? What are untrue?
I don't know.
They are real berries.
They are the most true form of berry.
Yep.
Is what I'm going to say.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Moving on. Yeah, but
turns out strawberries aren't even a berry.
Yeah.
Strawberries are berries.
They're not.
Why aren't they?
I don't know, but they're not.
Is there any other fruit that has the seeds on the outside? Like strawberries?
No clue.
That's a good question.
Have you ever had dragon fruit?
Yeah, and
it doesn't have a flavor.
Elementary school, they had us try all different types of fruits every day.
What do you think? What do you think of the dragon fruit?
I want to try it again, honestly.
Dragon fruit is interesting.
I had it from like a local farmer when I was in Maui over summer.
Yeah.
It just didn't have. It tasted like a kiwi, but without as much flavor.
Oh.
I guess that's what I would describe it as.
Mm.
What would you say it is?
I want to try it again.
It's just. I don't taste anything. You don't like it? I eat it.
Yeah, there's not much flavor to it at all, really.
It's just pretty.
Yeah, it's just a pretty color.
Although, yet somehow they make excellent tasting drinks.
Okay, I got another topic. One of the tiny topics.
It's cryptids, isn't it?
No! Not
actually,
at all.
Actually?
Yeah, it is. Yep, we've already talked about that. Yeah. I'm just going to throw that back in the hat.
No.
Which one do you want to talk? You want to talk about Mothman? I could rant about Mothman.
No.
I don't know anything about
it. Okay.
We should put that in the next we should put that in the next All-Star Brawl.
Yes.
In the next All-Star.
We could do a bunch of cryptids against each other.
Honestly?
We could do that. We could do that in the All-Star Brawl. If you listen to the show, that was what happened this week. Was it Darwin and Scrooge McDuck that won?
Yes.
Yes, it was. Yeah. And then, like, Hannah Montana, like, killed off everyone.
Yeah. I wanted Danny DeVito.
But, yeah, you wanted Danny DeVito. I wanted
and
Norm
I
from Phineas and Ferb.
Celebrated when Danny DeVito died.
What? Okay, moving on.
Except, yeah, it was sad. Danny DeVito's still alive, I think. Right?
Yeah. Yes. I just seen his commercial. Yeah, he's still alive.
Okay, yeah, he's alive. Okay.
What part of a kid's movie completely scarred you as a child? I could start because I thought of this as I was writing this down.
You guys watched children's movies when growing up?
Yeah.
I was busy watching horror movies.
Okay, no, not me. Okay, but mine is The Little Mermaid.
Why?
And it's when like Ursula gets like grows humongous. Like just comes out of the water like cackling. That freaks me out to this day still. I don't like that. I refuse to watch the movie.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like I don't like Ursula. She terrifies me.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've been watching horror movies since I was two, so I just didn't have that problem with cartoons.
Okay. But what's yours, Maggie?
I've liked all the movies I watched, I think.
Yeah, have you ever
jumped out at me?
Yeah. What was it? Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
I didn't see that.
Have you seen that?
Okay, Pee-wee Herman scares me.
Okay, we figured out what scars Rob.
Pee-wee Herman scares me. He's just...
What about...
How can somebody be that polite?
What about Large Marge in the show when he's, like, hitchhiking in it?
Who?
You know the part where...
I haven't seen that show in a while.
No, but that scared my dad as a kid. If you guys... People listening will probably know what I'm talking about, but
I don't know.
are you drawing another topic out?
Yeah.
If it's not cryptids, please set it to the side. Oh,
did that hurt?
No, I'm fine. My foot just slipped. Do you have your topic, Maggie?
Yes, it's right here.
May I have it, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
What is the best type of ice cream?
Ice cream, okay.
Butter pecan.
What?
Butter pecan.
Oh, yeah, it is actually
really good.
Pretty good.
From, like, Culver's?
Anywhere.
I've had it from Culver's before.
It's pretty good. I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's up there.
So what were you saying, Maggie?
I said I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's up there.
Yeah, I like Rocky Road.
I've never had it. I know a lot of people like it, but I haven't had it.
What's your favorite, Rob?
Well, I like chocolate.
You like chocolate?
Like, that's your
cream?
Favorite, though?
Yeah. I don't eat much
that's
different
plain.
Ice creams. I mean, Kit Kat ice cream, I guess.
Kit Kat ice cream. I've never had that.
I have, but only because my sister likes it. It's
where do you get
favorite.
That at? Like the
Dollar
store?
General.
Oh, if we're talking about store-bought ice cream, churro. You get this like churro ice cream from Kroger.
I don't get many it's different good. Types of ice cream. I've like the weirdest I've gone is like mint chocolate chip.
Oh,
I put mint. Okay,
Rocky Road's pretty okay. good.
I don't like mint okay. chocolate chip.
Hear me out.
I just don't like mint.
With mint,
yeah,
mint is just garbage. I don't even like mint gum.
I might have put it on mint chocolate chip ice cream on garlic bread as a dare and ate it.
Was it good?
It was honest, okay.
It sounds kind of good, though.
Listen, yeah. if it includes garlic bread, then it has to be good.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Garlic bread is just automatic W.
Yeah.
No, I put it on garlic bread just to make my friends laugh. And
did it work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we talk about it sometimes. It was at a Chinese buffet.
Oh.
I know that.
Wait, they had garlic bread and mint chocolate chip ice cream at a Chinese buffet?
Yeah.
What?
I don't remember where it was at.
Okay.
There's been many things that happened. Yeah.
Interesting. That's.
It was an interesting day.
I bet they would have had pizza too. At that buffet, I bet they would have had pizza too at that buffet.
I don't know. I know they had this mystery meat on a stick.
Anyway, okay. So every time I go to a Chinese buffet with a pizza, it's always weird looking.
Like the Chuck E. Cheese pizzas.
No. Like Chuck E. Cheese pizza, that looks like just microwave Totino's.
Okay.
All right.
I haven't been there in forever.
I mean, it still looks like they try to hand make their pizza at Chinese buffets, but it just looks so weird.
They're trying.
I don't know if I've been to one.
I don't think I've been to one with a pizza that I can remember.
There was one in Crawfordsville that I saw.
Because I don't remember going to one with a pizza.
And that was all my that was all my little sister ate at that buffet. Because at that time, she was so incredibly picky with her food.
I remember, like, previous time. You know how they, like, usually have, like, ice cream in the dessert area? Where it's, like, a soft serve kind of ice cream thing?
Yeah.
The past, like, three times I've been to one, the ice cream machine has not worked.
That's like McDonald's.
The ice cream machine always works at mine.
It does. Mm-hmm. No, like I've been to like three different.
As long as
ones.
There's not a kid just cranking all the ice cream out in a double swirl.
Yeah, that's
those are good crazy. Though. And you have like those bowls.
Oh, like, we get cones.
I would put them in bowls.
Yeah, I don't really like a cone.
I like cones. I
once in a while, but
I never get cones when I was there.
I usually go for a cup.
You want to draw another topic?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, the topic's Chinese food.
No, that's not
it's
in
not,
here.
It's not.
It's not in
no.
here.
If I will it, it's in the hat. Watch. Yeah. It's
that would
Chinese
be crazy.
Food.
I did not write that down.
Yes.
Unless you put
but
that in there.
I didn't put anything in there. But I swear it's going to be Chinese food.
Yeah, it is. It's Chinese food.
No,
I'm kidding. It's long, though.
Oh, you want me to read it?
No, I got
okay.
it.
Okay. Because my handwriting's kind of bad. Sorry.
It's not bad. It's
my
okay.
handwriting's worse. Much worse.
Okay.
Be glad.
You have to relive one day of your life forever. Which day would you choose?
Okay. Do you have any idea?
I don't know.
I think.
I don't know.
Mine would be like a day out when I was on vacation, maybe.
Oh. I don't know, because I feel like I would have to think about this for a long time.
Okay, yeah. So,
but honestly,
question.
Yeah.
Do I have to live it out? Like, do I have to live the day out to the T?
For the rest of your life.
Do I get to make separate decisions just all on the same day, Groundhog Day style?
Yes, that's what it was. Groundhog Day style, yes.
Okay, so I don't have to make the same exact decisions.
No, but it revolves around the same day.
Okay.
Wait.
I could just pick yesterday and live it like Grand Theft Auto for the rest of my life.
That's true.
We do not condone that here.
I'm picking yesterday, and I'm going to just Grand Theft Auto it for the rest of my life.
No.
Yeah. For the rest of eternity.
Wait.
That's exactly what
I'm
doing.
So you would wake up, it would be the same day.
Yeah, everyone around you would be doing the same things, but you could choose, like, what you're going to do.
Okay,
oh, okay,
question. If I manage to not fall asleep, does
interesting.
That,
yeah.
Does that then just mean time continues, but whenever I do end up falling asleep, it'll go back to the original day?
I guess so.
Interesting.
All right.
But as soon as you fall asleep, it resets.
Okay. Okay.
I think I don't know because I don't want to be younger than what I am now. So, because then I wouldn't know as much as I do now to live how I would want to live.
Well, I would think that you would retain your knowledge from every past day.
So you could just go, like, you could be in, like, how you are, like, right now.
But that would be weird because then everybody else around me is, like, younger. Like, my sister would be, like, younger.
That would be weird.
I don't know. I think I'm going to go with Rob's thinking. I'm going to go back to yesterday. I'm going to do the same thing.
I think I'd go back to when I was in Maui. Relive one of those days.
Yeah, but it's like for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you could be on the beach for the rest of your life.
Okay, that's true. I've never been there.
But it could be.
Maybe I could go back to when I was 12 at on my dad's side at my grandma's house. Drive my golf cart all the time. Yeah, I own a golf cart. It was left to me in the will.
Isn't it in Florida?
No, it's in Georgia.
Okay, it was.
We still gotta bring it up.
You were talking about that one day.
Yeah. Hope you can get it soon.
Yeah.
If I
don't know.
See, I don't know because, because I would say that I would go back to the time when I went to Missouri to see my sisters, but then I don't want to be stuck in Missouri. I would have to wake up every day in Missouri.
That's another thing. Like, you could use it to, like, binge watch. No, like, new TV shows would never come out.
Oh, right.
Oh, that would suck.
But honestly, I'm fine with all the TV shows now.
I mean, you could just rewatch shows that you like.
Yeah, and there's a lot.
Hey, yeah. But this means GTA 6 will never come out. No. I have to become an insomniac for the rest of my time just to have GTA 6 come out.
I don't think you could live that long not going to sleep.
Take experimental pharmaceuticals.
Okay, no. Mm. Okay. Isn't the longest someone...
Be a test dummy for the pharmaceutical companies.
Okay. Isn't the longest someone has lived without sleep like 11 days?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's 11 days. Like, he went insane.
Why? Why did he do that? Because
when you're not sleeping, like, when you don't sleep for a long time, you start to go delusional.
After 2 to 3 days, you begin having hallucinations.
Yeah.
Why did he stay up, though?
I think it was for an experiment.
Yeah, basically.
I would not do that. Personally. Well,
he's done it for us.
That's true.
But... Yeah, I want to draw another topic out of the Tokyo Giants hat.
Okay.
Let's see. How long will it take me to unfold this? Here we go.
2 trillion years later.
I was about to say, it was like that commercial, was like, how many licks to get to the center of Tootsie Roll?
I know, I want to know. Isn't that...
No, Tootsie Pop.
The guy that goes like... Too easy on like the YouTube shorts. He's done it before. You know who I'm talking about?
Hey, Mr. Wiseisle. Mm-hmm. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? Well, let's find out. 1, 2, it's gone.
No, you forgot to do, like, him biting. Yeah. The sound
you did that for me.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
If a portal to an... Ooh, I like this one. If a portal to another world opened up in front of you, what would you do?
Jump in.
I would go through that portal and become god of that universe.
Oh,
How do you expect to do that? Like, who knows?
I think you could.
Maybe the people there are more intelligent than us.
But what if they're not?
Yeah.
Are you going to do like a Queen of Mars thing like Candace and Phineas and Ferb?
I didn't watch that episode.
Sorry. That's like, I really like that episode.
Listen. I didn't have cable. I had movies. I had a stack of movies on a shelf that I had to pick from. I had to go down to Family Video to get new material.
Yeah. PBS?
Well,
PBS Kids?
No, I didn't even have PBS. I didn't even have an antenna.
Oh.
It was just a DVD player and some DVDs.
What was your favorite DVD to watch? Like, movie to watch?
Probably my full collection of Scooby-Doo.
That, I loved Scooby-Doo as a kid.
I had a...
Scooby-Doo's still good.
I don't remember which one it was, but...
Live-action Scooby-Doo?
No, no, no. It was, like, it was one of the animated ones, but it was a full collection of, like, 5 seasons.
That's cool. I have like, the collector's kit for Gravity Falls, so I can watch that. And then I also have, like, the Over the Garden Wall one.
Oh, I also had the old 13 Ghost Scooby-Doo two-part disc.
Excuse me? Yeah.
What was the question? Oh, about the portal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think what I would do is go around and look at the other side and then go through it.
What would happen if you walked in and, like, the portal closed on you?
Now I'm stuck there. I don't know.
I study... No, 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 no. Instead of just walking through the portal and becoming God of that universe, I study the portal, figure out how to make the portal for myself.
Mm.
What if the portal's only open for, like, 10 seconds?
Then I stick a camera through it for 2 seconds and run through on the other 8, unless if I don't like what I see on the other side.
Okay. Like, what if you get to the other side and it's, like, a whole, like, old, like, dinosaur world? Like, you've traveled back in time almost.
No. Not. No.
You don't want to be eaten by a T-Rex?
I would die in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
No, I'd make
it. What's another scenario?
The portal will still be open by the time I'm dead.
It's like an underworld. I mean, an underwater world. You could do that.
Oh, that'd be cool. Like, if you try to go, like, if it's the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, yeah, I stick my phone in, and then I pull it out, and it's just soaked.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Let's say, like, you were able to, like... Say it's the future, and you had, like, this device where you could, like, capture the portal and, like, open it whenever you wanted. Would you do that? Just, like, travel around?
If I could capture the portal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd become Rick from Rick and Morty.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know if I would do that.
Also, what happens if you go through the portal and then it's another world and you have to keep traveling through all the different worlds
before you get
back to yours?
That would be fun. I think. It would depend. Yeah.
Well, you see, if I just so happen to find a world that I like more than this one, goodbye.
Yeah.
You're never seeing me again.
I think it'd be cool if, like, you opened the portal and it was, like, a random cartoon world from, like, your favorite TV show.
What was that? It was, like, an episode. I forget what show it was, but it was like that.
I don't know.
Lucifer. I think it was that.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Yeah,
on Netflix.
And it was like a cartoon episode.
Yeah, I have kids Netflix. Okay. No, there's some good shows on there. You have Avatar: The Last Airbender. My Little Pony's on there. Just draw a topic.
For a second, I thought that was the last one in the hat. I was like, ooh.
No, I think there's more. Well, there's one more. That's the cryptid.
I was about to say one's cryptid.
Check the edges of the hat.
The edge. Oh, yeah, because they're tiny. There should be 8 topics.
Well, we went through them.
We've gone through them fairly fast. I was going to write some more, but...
Time freezes for everyone, but you alone are not frozen for one day. What do you do?
Only for one day? I think I would run around first. I think I would just start running. And then stop.
I would yoink some money and then buy my dream car.
You wouldn't be able to buy anything because no.
You would have to make it yourself.
No. Like, I would yoink money,
and so then buy it next day.
Yeah, whenever time resumes, I'll be able to get whatever I want.
I see.
But what if
I
you get caught for robbing?
How?
Well, then I'll take the actual vehicle or device or whatever I want myself.
And how would he get caught? That's still robbing someone.
It'll be less traceable because there won't be. A cash missing to...
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to trace most of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our legal idea.
Oh, yeah.
Put in the legal. WBDG-FM-HD1 Indianapolis is our legal ID. Mm. Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway.
So, Like I could just go to like Walmart and yoink an Xbox.
You could.
Or I could go down to Best Buy, get a whole PC set up.
Would the security cameras still work if time was frozen?
No.
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 Okay.
I think I would.
In my opinion, I don't think the security cameras would still be working, because if time stopped, then what would the timestamp say on the camera?
That's true.
So maybe the camera does catch you, just your.
But it's infinitely but stuck on the it. Same time.
Yeah.
You could erase it.
Like you're there for but one you frame and one frame and only.
It. You could go back into like if you figure out how to get into like the security room.
Yeah.
Or you just go and like get rid of all the cameras.
Could break the camera.
Oh, by the way, you wouldn't be able to hear anything either. Like you wouldn't. I don't even think you'd be able to move.
There would nothing would be moving.
You wouldn't even be able to move. You would try to walk forward, and you would hit an air particle, and wouldn't be able to move.
What? No, like people stop moving. People and animals.
Oh, if it's just living things stop.
Yeah.
Then the camera's gonna continue rolling.
So if the living things everything stop, would you not be able to breathe?
If
I guess no, you'd have no, you'd have still options. Be you'd still
you'd,
be able to.
You'd still be able to breathe, but if say it was probably if it was going longer for actually no, you would probably still have enough for multiple lifetimes if everything just stopped. If all life just stopped moving, as if time froze.
Does that mean like plants?
Yeah, like plants would stop doing photosynthesis.
Yeah, plants would stop doing their thing.
They want to be creating oxygen.
But you would still have plenty of oxygen for multiple lifetimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do.
Basically, I would just use it to get a bunch of free stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd do that. I think I'd maybe like go home and have like a day to myself. Just not do anything.
You could do that, but then also have a lot more money.
Well, I don't want to rob people.
Listen. Find someone you dislike just a lot that's rich and take their money.
Yeah. You could just move everyone into the position where they're about to punch themselves.
Oh, my gosh.
Like you could go, like, adjust, like, everyone, like, and then when time comes back, they'll all just start punching themselves.
Could. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's not very nice.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm just thinking of, like, movies I've seen where, like, either they're, like, really fast and time freezes and, like, they do that.
Mm. Yeah,
that's all I can think
about.
Of. But.
Mm. I think, yeah. Money and then have fun.
Okay, I have another topic in here.
It's
Oh, my gosh. What could it be?
I'm going to come up with one on the spot. What is your favorite animal?
Llama.
Really?
It's stubborn like me.
They spit in your face, though. Alpacas do.
Listen. If you treat me the right way... Well, no, if you treat me the wrong way... I should say that. If you treat me the wrong way, you might get a big old slab of...
Slab of something.
Okay. I like flamingos.
Flamingos are cool.
They can change color.
Yeah, I don't know if I have a favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, they're born like gray and then they turn white and then they eat the krill and it makes them pink, basically.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I think my favorite animal would be like a whale.
A humpback whale?
No, what are the ones that are like a whale shark? Yeah.
Okay, those are cool.
Yeah.
Like the giant, like they're humongous.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite. Something
new. No. I thought we were becoming animals for a second.
We could go into that.
Okay, new topic. We're becoming the animals.
Okay. I think it, yeah, a bird. I want to fly.
Alien.
Bird. What?
Alien is not an animal. Alien is
not an animal.
Hey, it could be.
No.
Some sort of alien animal on a different planet that we haven't discovered yet.
No, that does not count.
It counts.
This is not.
It counts.
No.
I'm counting it. I've discovered new life.
Are you going to become one of those like fish people from Star Wars? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with the same whale shark.
I think they'll...
That'd be fun to swim in the ocean.
Yeah.
I think that question was a trap, though.
What? Oh, this animal?
About becoming a Star Wars fish character.
Why was it a trap?
I'm disappointed.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what you're talking about.
One of the guys who looks like a fish is General Akbar or whatever, and his famous line, it's a trap.
Oh. Mm. Oh. Mm. Oh my god.
Now you're disappointed.
Yeah, now I'm disappointed in myself. No.
I'm just confused.
You're confused.
And that makes me disappointed.
I don't.
Yeah. It's a trap. No.
It's a trap!
I like his character. His character's funny. I like a lot of, like, yeah. Star Wars is a good... Watch, I finished Ahsoka last night. The ending bothered me so much.
Hey, no spoilers.
I'm not. No spoilers.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. I will stop there, because I don't want to get into a rant about it.
Yeah, we don't even have enough time for that.
I might have to pull a Jaden Williams and call Miguel.
What?
Oh, it's a reference to this guy I watch on YouTube.
Okay.
He does skits, and he has a character that whenever he gets slightly upset, he calls his friend Miguel.
Wait, who is it? Who's the person?
The YouTuber is Jaden Williams.
Okay.
But he has a character that whenever he gets slightly upset, he goes overboard and calls his friend Miguel, and they rob the place.
Oh. Why has there been... We do not condone robbery on WBDG.
We don't, but...
We don't, because you've brought it up so much today.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, not just me. That one did, too.
Okay. You started the topic.
What?
You've also said theft.
Speaking... I don't know. I still don't know what I would do. I think it'd be cool to go to an amusement park.
Nah.
No.
I don't know.
None of the rides.
You could make the rides work. You could go.
That's dangerous. The whole thing
would be, no, like if you were at Small World, like in Disney World, you go press the button.
Nah, imagine you could just at any time decide what's moving and what's not, like what's frozen in time and what's not, like.
Change. Like you have a little remote control.
No, like with your mind, you can just control what atoms with my mind? Are. Like down to the exact atom, what is stopped in time and what isn't.
All I can think of is that one Garfield episode.
That would be so powerful.
Where like he stops everything. You know? I don't know. No. Like
just imagine stopping air in the form of stairs. To where like you can cloud of walk stairs forms. Up into the clouds and stuff.
That'd be cool.
That's really cool, but that's very powerful.
Did you know? I think it's like if you travel.
Listen, man, I'm just on my Emperor Palpatine arc where I'm getting infinite power.
Yeah, you were on your Anakin arc earlier.
Infinite power.
Okay. Yeah.
Listen,
everything's a quest for infinite power.
Yep.
Oh, that's
like
a quote.
Like Dwayne
I'm
The Rock
you.
Johnson once said, it's about drive, it's
no,
about hunger.
No, we're not, no.
It's about
we're not
time,
doing
it's about
no.
power. We stay hungry, we do that.
No.
I forgot about that.
No, every time I hear The Rock, that's all I think of. Because that was what...
Really?
No, like, I don't know. It's about drive.
I forgot listen, about that. Listen. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, thank you. So much.
I hope it's an earworm for you right now.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, my history teacher played I Know Him by from Hamilton.
Yeah.
And I had that in my head all night last night. Good. Could not get it out.
Keep Hamilton.
Right now, yeah. I have Creep by Radiohead stuck in my head.
I don't have anything stuck in my head.
You don't have anything stuck in your head? No, but I have. It's about Drive. It's in my head now. Ah-ha-ha. It's in my head now. That's all I'm going to hear for the rest of the day.
Congratulations. It's not funny. I've infected you with an earworm.
No. Like that one episode of SpongeBob.
No, I don't think even about, know like, what the song second... was in that episode.
I don't know what it was either. I just remember the worm in Squidward's head.
The second Lego movie, when they're, what is it? It's like the song, it goes, this song's going to get stuck inside your head.
I don't know.
No. I haven't watched the second Lego movie.
I don't think I have either. It's the first one? I haven't watched that in a while.
I watched the first one so many times after it came out.
Really?
Like, I can quote it as I'm watching it. I know what the next line is going to be.
That was me with Marvel. I used to watch Marvel movies, like, over and over.
See, I never really got into Marvel movies.
Like, Marble.
Like, I don't... Marvel movies, yes.
Marvel movies.
The only superhero movie I really like are probably, like, the Spider-Man movies.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people like that.
Yeah, but... Still, I don't. I mean, they're cool.
The only Marvel Spider-Man I actually really like is Deadpool.
I've never seen that.
Deadpool is. I need to watch it again. It's really funny.
I like the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh yeah, Guardians. Too. Those are good. I forgot about those.
I like all the movies too. Like the.
But mostly, I prefer DC most of the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Batman.
Batman. Yeah. Yes. Superman.
The only Batman I like is Lego Batman.
Yes, Lego Batman.
Yeah, Lego Batman's the best.
No. Which Spider-Man's the best Spider-Man? I say Toby.
I don't know.
So I haven't really watched like the older ones.
Toby is just funny. I like Toby.
I really like he's Tom fun. Holland.
Have you seen those?
He is definitely the most memed Spider-Man.
Have you seen those ones where it's like they're recording him and then he just like turns? Yeah, like he knows when people are recording.
Oh, like when paparazzi's around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's today's
episode, guys.
Oh.
No.
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 Guys, no. I'm being held hostage.
Instead of talking about ice cream and animals and Chinese food and cryptids today, we instead talked about bank robbery,
no,
murder.
No, that's not, no. We're not condoning that.
Carjacking.
We're not condoning that.
No.
This is not GTA.
And spoilers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spoilers for Ahsoka season finale.
No.
Everyone close your ears.
Oh boy.
Hey y'all.
Okay.
Okay.
Now that's the episode.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's the episode.
A little wrap
we
up.
Talked
that's
about
the episode.
Some...
Cut the mics. Play the song.
Then no.
Just cut me off in the middle of my sentence. Do it right now. Right.
I'm
come on
saying
now.
Saying goodbye to everyone.
Bye guys.
Goodbye.
Goodbye
guys.
Everyone.
Now cut me off
I
in the middle of my
a...
sentence. Just do it.
I hope you have a great day. It's supposed to rain today.
Yeah.
It's not going to rain, I swear.
Oh.
Really? Because it's 100% chance at 4:00.
Yeah. Hey, they're wrong.
Okay.
Turn his mic.
Yeah. Your mic is off. Have a good week, everyone. We'll see you in like 3 weeks, I think it is. Bye.
No.